Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3 when we're back to regular Florida temperatures, 55 in January. That's the idea. Most all the snow is gone. Not all the snow is gone. There are little bits and pieces here and there. Joining us by phone, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How'd y'all do in the storm, by the way? How'd your deputies do in the storm? I know you had kind of separated them into the storm experience, snow experienced and not snow experienced. Everybody do okay?
Yeah, and I'm knocking wood because this usually is a bad omen, but I'm going to say we didn't have any crashes with our deputies.
Oh, that good.
Yeah.
Good.
So hopefully that carries on over into this week as well.
We'll keep it as long as we can take it, right?
Yes.
We had a couple of really bad incidents, and anyway, some stuff to talk about. We had one, I guess it was a murder that was last Monday, would have been after we spoke, on Old Oak Road in Milton, and you now have the person in custody. What happened in this case?
Yeah, Toby White. He stabbed an elderly lady to death and then walked about probably a mile or so to Industrial Boulevard over there by our office. In the middle of the night and stole a truck, and they recovered the truck. I believe it was in Suwanee County. And then they had a big, I guess they tracked him through the woods and they caught him for us, which is a great thing. So he's in custody now and, he should be arriving at our jail today.
Okay. So he's being extradited back to you guys from Suwanee County. Okay. What an awful, awful thing, but you know,
yeah,
you guys did your job and they did their job and we appreciate that. You also, I think, had a murder, and maybe it was in the Milton vicinity, East Milton vicinity, something maybe outside the city, of a wife who killed her husband.
Yeah, and how that came about was we got a welfare check. The family of the man, the victim, kept trying to call, and he wouldn't answer, so they called his wife, who said, oh, he's busy. You know, she kept putting him off, and after a couple of days of putting him off, they called us. We went, did a forced entry on the home and found him, and he was deceased. And then that's when we started looking for her, and she was arrested up in Wetumpka, Alabama.
Hmm.
So they took care of that for us. So both are in custody, and she'll be extradited back as well.
Hmm. And this is, at this point, just seems like a domestic, allegedly. It doesn't seem like anything beyond that.
We don't know. I believe she lawyered up when the detectives got up there to Wetumpka. So we don't know what the cause or, you know, what happened. Just we know that he was murdered. He was shot. So and that's about all we have right at the moment.
And this is the one with the unfortunate first name. Is that right?
Yes. Tequila.
Tequila. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't put your kid on a path to great success, I think, a lot of times when you name them a certain way. But, you know, I guess it's...
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess it could have been worse. I could have named her Meth. So,
yeah. Well, there's always the bright news. Yeah, it could have been even more horrible.
On the bright side.
And this is... I hate to talk about these stories. It was in the news. One time I was at a used book sale and I came across a law book from Pennsylvania from like 1850, and I bought it because, you know, it was like a book. And and one of the most interesting things I learned from that book is like all the laws of Pennsylvania in like 400 pages. And it had in the comments on one of the sexual related crimes, it had a comment. It said it perhaps might be better, some would say, not to even have a law against such practices, for fear of bringing the knowledge of their existence into the public awareness. You know, kind of that was the approach. Like, maybe some things are so awful that we just better ignore it than even make people aware. That's what I feel about this story. This is somebody you had arrested for multiple counts of possession of child pornography and of animal sexual activity. Is that right?
Yeah, and, you know, just when you think you see something totally so disgusting that the record will not be broken, somebody breaks the record.
Yeah.
And we do a lot. We arrest a lot of people for child porn. We have what they call the ICAC unit, which is Internet Crimes Against Children. And our guys and gals, they work very hard, and they get a lot of these people. And a lot of people don't understand how severe it is. So you can be sentenced, I believe it's up to 5 years per photograph or video.
Wow.
So if you have, so if you have 100 pictures of kiddie porn on your phone, technically that's a life sentence. So, and unfortunately these people, they won't stop, and, you know, they go to prison, and, you know, they're not very well liked in prison as well.
Yeah.
So it's an extra hard life for them.
Well, and, you know, it's one of those things where I can't imagine these people to begin with, but I can't imagine one of them having a single picture. You know, that's never going to be the case. It's always going to be many. And, you know, and then the other side of it, the pictures or videos or whatever it is with animals, it's just what I always think when I hear these cases is how incredibly traumatic it is on your officers and your deputies who have to be the ones to look at this stuff and see it and prosecute on the basis of it. It's, you know, or even I suppose jurors at some point might be forced to see these things. It's, you know, it's not and just the individual or the children or the whatever. It's a lot of people suffer because of this.
Yeah. And, you know, especially hard, you know, when I was in major crimes, we were doing ICAC back then as well. And, you know, when you have kids that age that you see, you know, pictures of about the same age, it makes you want to beat somebody to death. It really does, that they would do that to a child. So, it's really hard on them. We try to rotate them in and out of that unit as best we can, because you can't just sit there and do that, you know, 10 hours a day, 5 days a week and not be affected by it.
Yeah, I mean, I had a really good friend who was a Phoenix Police Department a cop, and he was a detective who worked on child crimes, and, you know, he had two young kids, and he had to stop. Yeah. He couldn't do it. And I think it's not just that, but it's also it poisons your view of everybody, because, you know, cops are aware that the most normal-looking people can be the most disgusting people in real life, and, you know, it makes you think, well, what about that person? What about that person? Can you trust your kids at a sleepover? Like, it's really hard to even parent normally when you're so aware of that stuff being out there for these cops, right?
Yeah, and you could ask my kids about that. Yeah, you know, normal families, you know, the kid gets to, you know, sleep over here, sleep over there, and it's like, no, you're not going. I don't know those parents.
Yeah,
but they're nice people. Don't care. Not going. Just that's the way it is.
We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Hang on just a second, Sheriff. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated, your full-service auto shop and tire dealer, downtown Pensacola, Gregory and Balin. Put your trust in Tire Trust. Only seeing no accidents right now, but seeing some minor delays if you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 and even past the Highway 29 exit there. Also, Highway 29 going eastbound through Burgess, going to see some delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. One last question I had for you, Sheriff, is just about going back to the storm. Were there very many wrecks in Santa Rosa County that y'all had to deal with? Do you know? Do you have numbers yet at all?
No, I don't have the numbers. FHP would have the numbers. But, yeah, there were a lot of single vehicle crashes. In other words, you know, sliding off into the ditch kind of thing. That happened pretty frequently, and people get out on the road, and it wasn't like we had a dusting. I got almost 10 inches of snow at my house. So it's not like it was a, you know, just a dusting and it melted. So, but people want to go out and see, and they've never driven in snow, and they think it's going to be like driving in rain, and it is not, and they end up in a ditch. So there was a lot of that.
We tried to tell them a lot. I tried to tell them. And you know, it was snow night wasn't the bad night, right? It was Wednesday and Thursday that were the really, and even Friday that were the bad ones. Last question for you. I know Milton is now the snow capital of Florida. You said you got 10 inches of snow in your house. Did Sheriff Johnson engage in any snow play? Did you make a snowman? Did you get a snowball fight, snow angel, anything?
Well, I used to live in Duluth, Minnesota, so I'm all snowed out. But my wife actually did make a snowman, so yes, but I did not assist.
And what day did said snowman meet his maker?
I think the last of it was day before yesterday.
There you go. All right, so Saturday. Makes sense. Sheriff Bob Johnson, I felt the same way. Like, you know, I've seen snow my whole life, but it's still fun to play in the snow. Sheriff Bob Johnson, thanks so much for the time and keeping us safe and keeping us warm, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew.
Bye. 8:19 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you are working on a home improvement project of any kind, you need hardware, building supplies, advice, You know, I always talk about how, like, Pensacola Hardware's got the stuff. Okay, no doubt. They've got the stuff. Whether you're a just home improvement, you know, guru, or you build buildings for a living, or you're like me and, you know, you're lucky to get out of it with, you know, under 50 profanities, whatever, they can help you with the stuff. But they also can help you with the advice. You know, you're not sure how to do it. Or, as an old boss of mine said, there's only two times to ask for advice, when you're sure and when you're not sure. You know, both. Because when you're sure, you sometimes get correction. And that's good. So you go to Pensacola Hardware, you're like, here's the problem I'm having. Here's what I'm thinking about doing. Am I on the right track? You know, or is this the best idea? And they'll tell you, okay, yeah, perfect. Here's the stuff you need. Or, you know, maybe try this. Because they have been helping people do this for a long time, since 1851. They have been in business, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire United States. Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9:30 as Bess March from Lazy Boy joins the show to talk about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations in Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Look at you. You look like the superhero version of Hawkeye.
If we were having this conversation on Monday night, and we predicted that 9 inches of snow would come here, and we would say we'd have 0 injuries on the road and 11 crashes. I don't think any of us would have believed that.
Yeah, that's not too bad, everything considered. You know, getting some plows in, getting some salt in. Could you do anything better in the future?
Looking back, are there really things the city could have done better to prepare?
You know, listen, I think after every hurricane and every snowstorm, we're always, if our city is not always debriefing afterwards and kind of saying, what could we do better? Then we're not doing a good enough job.
I do have one suggestion for the city of Pensacola or Escambia or Santa Rosa County for the future, but particularly the city of Pensacola, is maybe just a little bit more training on the salt spreading techniques. Oh, man, if you haven't seen the video, it's so adorable. It's a couple of guys sitting in the back seat of a truck, or the back of the pickup bed, driving through town with their five-gallon bucket of rock salt, throwing it like Mardi Gras beads. Now, I think a lot of people think that it's the dry pavement that's funny. No, it's fine to salt before the storm comes. That's normal. It's the amount. If you've ever seen a salt spreader truck, it's... You want the whole road to be covered with salt, both before and after. It's like a seed spreader, if you think about, like, you know, doing your lawn. But here's what I love about this. It's so funny to watch them, because people bless their hearts, right? And they have no idea. I love that Public Works actually got together with them and made a video after the fact talking about it.
Hey, everybody. This is winter update. Winter. No, let me try that again. All right, everybody. Zach here with City of Pensacola. We are at Public Works with Fred and Brandon, the famous salt spreaders from the snowstorm of 2025. You might have seen that funny viral video.
And it was in differing tactics that they used, all of which it's just the amount is the only thing, you know, like that's such a, it's not enough to make the water become salt water, therefore to lower the freezing point by enough to make any difference whatsoever. It's more like a, hey, we did it, to be able to say we did it. But I love the attitude of them kind of debriefing.
What's the deal with that salt spread? We want to get the firsthand account from Brandon. What you think, man?
Just working, just trying to get it done.
Yeah.
Trying to keep the city growing and keep it moving nice and steady.
Nice and steady. What you think, Fred?
It's horrible.
It's horrible, he said.
Love the snow, but I'd rather go visit it than have it come visit me.
I agree with you, man. I agree with you. Second day, I was like, all right, get it out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
We're done.
We're done. I've had enough.
I love that Fred's like, oh, we did horrible.
So how'd you learn how to spread salt that good, Fred?
Brandon taught me.
Brandon taught
me. I was just thinking about my steak and the ground.
A little bit of this action?
A little bit of that.
Seasoning the steak.
What about, one of you had some of this going on there? The little Mardi Gras bead throw, maybe?
And this is their music, right? They produced it with this music embedded in it. And then, of course, finishing with a good thank you, because it's appropriate.
How long have y'all been here?
Since Tuesday morning,
right? Everyone from the city of Pensacola is grateful for all your hard work, and we appreciate the comedic break from the snowpocalypse.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, y'all. See you later. Bye.
And, you know, look, they were doing their best. They didn't know any better, and it's adorable. And it's funny. The video's up on our Facebook page if you want to see it for yourself at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
I saw one of the guys with the cup.
Yeah, just, like the cup just kind of dumping it out. That's actually the right amount.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. You want the road to almost, you can't see the road.
Oh, okay.
Like, we were biking yesterday in Foley and on Highway 98. They had salted effectively. Like, you still had, this is 4 days later, 5 days later, you still had of copious amounts of salt on the side of the road, which is what you want. That's exactly what you want.
Gotcha.
Anyway, go ahead, sir. Tell them about the roads.
That's right. No, let's see here. Well, we got one accident just popped up. Let's see here, on Avalon Boulevard and Highway 90 right there at the intersection. Seeing just minor delays associated with that one. Also, I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 exit going past it. Toward, I-110 eastbound, you're going to see some delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says that's called seasoning the road. That's funny. Yeah, and you know, if you don't know, you don't know. Like, I had rock salt from, because we just have stuff, and I was prepared that my driveway was going to be icy, and it wasn't for a variety of reasons. But, yeah, you just... Lots. You need lots.
I just had no clue.
The issue is lots. David Wayne is, I mean, a little bit will possibly help because the little circle around that piece of salt will melt through, and then you'll have like uneven ice, which might allow you to get some grip, or it might break up a little bit better. But yeah, you just lots of salt. That's the idea. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I've been here too long. I forgot to salt my driveway before that. I peppered it instead. That didn't,
you
didn't
have been
work
here too long. Yeah,
I know. Absolutely.
Tabasco. You put sunscreen on it.
The special legislative session is beginning in Tallahassee today. Governor Ron DeSantis called for that to address illegal immigration, condo reform, and storm relief. The governor says that if changes are made, then he's hoping that maybe that would convince other states to do the same. ICE is reporting nearly 1,000 people were arrested in immigration raids yesterday. The Trump administration has launched a social media thread showcasing what it's calling the worst criminals that have been arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement since inauguration. And the White House says Colombia has now agreed to President Trump's terms regarding deportation flights. Of course, this comes after they turned around a couple of flights over the weekend and President Trump threatened sanctions and tariffs against Colombia.
You know, for just a second there, I got like I was thinking to myself, well, obviously, I know the story you're talking about Colombia, the country. And I thought, what if he's talking about Columbia University and deporting Americans to the foreign soil of Here, you take them. I don't know. That's what was going on in my head. Trump won his first trade pre-war. Right? We threatened tariffs. They threatened tariffs. We're bigger than they are, and they acquiesced, and now they're going to continue. In the past, this is not new, they have taken deportation flights previously. In fact, they were taking them for, there was some other country. I forget now which one, but so this is a resumption, although an escalation of quantity, right? So.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is at the Pentagon this morning to start his new job, confirmed by the Senate by the narrowest of margins Friday night.
We will be no better friend to our allies and no stronger adversary to those who want to test us and try us.
Meantime, President Trump is ordering back pay, benefits, and the option for reinstatement for service members who were discharged for refusing a COVID vaccine. The COVID shot was added to other vaccine requirements during the pandemic as a readiness issue. Colombia's president's backing down and allowing deportation flights from the United States.
President Trump threatened to impose steep tariffs and other measures on the country for blocking two flights on Sunday. The White House says the drafted actions will remain in reserve and not signed unless Colombia fails to honor the deal.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. And Wall Street stocks are down to start the day. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is a much warmer start to our day than we had last week. 53 degrees right now in Pensacola. And Navarre Beach Causeway's southbound lanes will be closed tomorrow for some seawall repairs. Santa Rosa County officials say repairs on the causeway began back in November. Construction crews are now working to install soil anchors for newly installed portions of the front wall and the existing wall. That project is expected to be complete by the beginning of April. A man that was wanted for a homicide in Milton last month has now been arrested, 31-year-old Toby White.
He stabbed an elderly lady to death and then walked about probably a mile or so to Industrial Boulevard over there by our office. In the middle of the night and stole a truck.
Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Sheriff Bob Johnson there, and he says White was taken into custody over the weekend. He was wanted on a second-degree murder charge, and investigation continues. One of the FBI's most wanted was arrested in Florida. Missouri's Donald Eugene Fields II was arrested Saturday in Lake County. According to police, an officer realized a license plate didn't match the car that Fields was driving. He'd been on the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list for nearly 2 years. He's now facing child sex trafficking and child rape charges. Senator Rick Scott says he believes Colombia's reversal on the deportation flights shows America is really back. Colombia's president decided yesterday to allow flights carrying Colombian citizens being deported from the U.S. into his country. Initially, he'd resisted. State lawmakers meeting in Tallahassee for a special legislative session. Governor DeSantis calling for that session to address illegal immigration, condo reforms, and storm relief. Proposed bills would call for the state to stop offering in-state tuition to illegal immigrants living in Florida, place new requirements on police to enforce immigration laws. The governor says he believes if changes are made, other states could step up and do the same thing. House Republicans are in Miami this week. They're here for the party's annual January retreat.
The event gets underway Monday afternoon at Trump National Doral Golf Club and runs through Wednesday. In the evening, President Trump is expected to join Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson for a dinner and reception. Tuesday, Johnson and committee chairs will conduct breakout sessions as Republicans look to package the Trump administration's top priorities in a single bill. Before wrapping up Wednesday, the House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is scheduled to host a panel for the committee chairs. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
Thank you very much, Scott. And the Escambia County Department of Health offices are reopening today. They were closed much last week due to the winter storm that dumped about a foot of snow across the area. All DOH offices are reopening today with their regular hours. It is 8:35 at News Radio, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Taking a look, where that accident that we had earlier on Avalon is not really going to cause us any issues. I-10, I-110 are actually looking good right now, not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thank you very much, John. Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be dealing with a mostly cloudy day today with showers and thunderstorms for north of I-10 area. High today near 61 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 47. As you go into Tuesday, high near 62 with partly cloudy skies. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 52 degrees. Stay connected at Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And a warmer start to our day. It's 53 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze 51 in Milton. Your money now this morning. We have the markets opening down quite a bit. The Dow is down 200 points at 44,224. S&P down 111 points at 59,90. The NASDAQ down 632 points this morning at 19,321. Our 10-year bond rate down at 4.544% this morning. Gold prices down 24.80 at 27.54.10. Silver prices down 56 cents at 30.62. And crypto down across the board as well. Bitcoin down 4,077. Ethereum down 216, Solana down 20, just under $22, Dogecoin down 3 cents, XRP down 23 cents. It's 8:36 right now at News Radio 92.3. An AI company has revealed a proposed merger for TikTok's U.S. operations. Laura Westbrook is reporting that Perplexity AI wants to join with the U.S. government to create a new entity that for now is called NewCo.
Under the proposal, ByteDance would sell TikTok US to the investors and exclude TikTok's core recommendation algorithm, which ByteDance would keep.
The government would keep part ownership under an IPO worth about $300 billion. Existing investors would receive equity in that new company. Universal Music Group and Spotify reached a new multi-year agreement. In a statement, the two organizations said the publishing agreement would create a license between Spotify and Universal through Spotify's product portfolio in multiple countries, including the U.S. The IRS is now accepting and processing 2024 income tax returns.
And as it does, a new Credit Karma survey finds nearly 40% of taxpayers rely on their refund to get by. Among millennials, that number goes up to 50%. More than half say they need the money because everything is getting so expensive. According to the IRS, the average refund in 2024 was a little over $3,100. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Right now, it is 8:38. Our next news is at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections for Escambia County. The office of U.S. House of Representatives District 1 is open, and Governor DeSantis has called a special election to fill the vacancy. Please mark your calendars for these very important dates. The special Republican-only primary election is on January 28, 2025, and the special general election will be held on April 1, 2025. For more information, go to EscambiaVotes.gov. That's EscambiaVotes.gov.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
The Republican primary election to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz happens on Tuesday, January 28th. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who's been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle these predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so I was sick in December, and I'm sick again now. I'm sick of being sick. Hate me. I never get sick. It's so frustrating. David Wayne is sick. You know, everybody's sick. In an unrelated note, do you share food with other people? not that that's the reason. So anyway, my wife thinks I hug too many people. She's like, you need to stop hugging people. I'm like, no, I just need to not be around David Wayne because he's sick. but either way...
Oh, poor
love
David.
You. I love you, David. He's all alone in that room over there listening. Sorry, man. You know, so, I mean, how did I get sick last week? The kids were all off of school. And anyway.
David's in a room all by himself.
Yeah, but he's got an ankle biter at home. So, you know, they're nothing but a disease factory. All right, 437-1620. Here's my question. Do you share food with other people? Do you share food with other people? Does it matter who it is? You know, is one level of food sharing with the children? Maybe you don't. Or the spouse? Maybe you don't. In general, with anybody? You know, we've got a lot of questions here. So, John, let's start with you. I always like to start with the Ole Miss guy who's wishing we could have college football again soon, and me too.
Oh, I know.
When does it start again? When does college? Just kidding.
Not soon enough.
Go ahead, John. When do you share food with other people?
Typically, no.
Okay. And is your significant other a food sharer?
No.
Oh, you're lucky. See, a lot of times you get mixed families. A lot of times you get, you know, one who's a sharer and one who's a non-sharer. And then, you know, you have fights, right? Because the sharer wants to share the food, and the non-sharer is like, you get your own. If you wanted it, you should have ordered it.
I have a fork.
Yeah. Meg?
They allow me knives.
I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't.
Starting 3 months ago.
I know.
I share with my dog.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean... If the dog licks something, do you then eat it? Like, you don't share both ways, right?
Whoa, no.
No.
Boy, so, we draw the line right
there. This is actually funny. You let your dog lick your face?
Yeah.
But would you eat food after your dog licked on it?
Probably not.
Seems weird, though, right? I mean...
Well, I hadn't really given it that much thought.
Things that are obvious until you start to think about them, right?
Yeah. You know? Finger foods you share, like French fries or chips or something like that. But I'm not big on sharing, I'll let someone taste something, like hand over the fork
here's the real test.
Okay.
I got a great burger. Is somebody else going to get a bite of that burger? Is my wife going to get a bite of that burger? That's where, because it's not like, you know, it's not like soup where you're really just drinking out of the same drink. but it's not like saying, here's a French fry, which is, who cares? You know, it's a discrete item of food, right?
Mm-hmm.
So would you let, if you had a really good burger, would you let some, like, again, you know, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, would you let them have a bite of that burger?
I'd say, this is such a good burger, and take another bite.
My wife is not a food sharer at all. She would, well, if you want some, you can cut off a piece.
That's what I would do.
And me, I'd be like, you know, I'm cooking all the time, you know, and the boys are wandering around, and I'm like, what do you think about this? Here, take a bite, you know. And they have different levels. You know, they have different levels of how into that they are. They are currently, and not just because I'm sick, but they're currently at the, I'm going to get my own spoon, thanks, Dad. You know, I'm like, aw. All right, fine. 437-1620. Let's look at some of these texts. Somebody says, hell no, I ain't sharing my food with nobody ever. You got to say it that way, too. I ain't sharing my food with nobody, never. That's how you got to have a whole bunch of negatives in there so that in the end you can't even figure out, you know, which way that works. But sometimes I do back cleanup for my wife.
Oh, okay.
somebody says, yes, I share with my immediate family, husband, and kids. So when kids are young, it's okay to share with them, but I wouldn't go the other way.
No, you just don't know where they've been.
Oh, God. No, you know where they've been.
True.
You know. I mean, that's be safer eating off of the dog, you know? Like, that's... Somebody says, let's see. Another... Oh, I like that we're getting the profanity in here. That's good. Hell no. I used to be with my husband when he was alive, but other than that, hell no. Or I used to do it with my husband when he was alive, but other than that, hell no. Somebody says, well, of course I share food. No elaboration. I don't know if this is like a religious thing or because I'm a Christian or just because, you know, I'm a sharer. Let's see. I'll share mine with them, but I won't take theirs. Wife is a sharer. Yeah, I'm the opposite in that regard. We've already shared gut biome. Zero reason not to.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Right.
Many people are close in a lot of ways. I don't know. Right. Well, because, you know, would you kiss them? Yes. Would you share food with them? Oh, no. What? That's
that
how
doesn't
I am.
Make any sense.
I'm like the, so, you know, I obviously kiss my wife, no problem, you know. You know, she'll kiss me, no problem.
Right.
But like, she doesn't like to share a straw.
With you?
Yeah.
Hmm. You might want to look at that.
No, yeah, I just know she's like that.
Yeah, you might need to analyze that.
I need less analysis rather than more. Come on. But yeah, I, you know. Somebody says, I don't share food or drinks with anybody but my husband. My kids know I will always have a bottle of water and will never share it. P.S. We don't share hairbrushes either. Okay, that's, yeah, all right, that's a different direction. Well, of course, the water bottle is even a bigger commitment than sharing the straw.
Oh, yeah. That's a bigger commitment.
Well, because, you know, you're wrapping your big old lips around the bottle of water. I mean, you know, plus your straw probably isn't high on the reverse osmosis problem. But the bottled water is definitely getting, you know, hokey pokey contents, right?
Backwash.
The water's in, the water's out, the water's in, the water's out.
Oh, gross. Oh, no. I don't even know if I want to drink my own water after that.
Well, there's always that. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing a little backup right there at 29 and East 9 Mile Road going both eastbound and westbound right now. I'm John Pickens with you. Traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I generally don't care. I mean, for the most part, I don't care. I'm you know, I'll share food with somebody. I'll eat food after somebody else has eaten it. As long as I don't think they're a nasty person, you know, this doesn't bother me.
Now, I think the deeper question is, do you double dip? Like, if you have a chip
in my own or with some, or like at a party?
Any.
I mean, at home, of course. If it's like my own.
You double dip?
If it's my own bowl of dip,
but,
sure.
But the real question is, do you sneak it?
What do you mean?
Like when the person's not looking and you really wanted to try that fry.
You're at a Mexican restaurant and you're eating tortillas.
Oh, only for the kids. You're allowed to lie to kids and deceive kids. Oh, look, hey, Big Ben.
That's what I'm talking
about. I mean, that's
about.
Fine. But I wouldn't do that to my wife. You know, that's just the basis of a bad marriage if you got to lie to your wife.
She knows.
that's right. Somebody says, when the toothbrush was invented, the whole family used the same one. Not in. I'm not, you know,
no.
as un-germophobic as I am, still not a fan. Would you share toothbrushes with your spouse, somebody asks? I mean, if need be in a pinch, in an but emergency. Not by desire. Not the favorite thing in the whole wide world. Not because I really care, but just, you know. Well, she wouldn't. She wouldn't want to share mine. Because she's more like that. Somebody says, accidental double dip. If it's out of like my bowl of dip that I put in a separate bowl, but if it's the communal bowl, no. But I don't really care.
Are you
either.
Sure? Because you know you're saying
sounds
on
like
my
you don't
bowl.
Have all that bright of standards, Andrew. Maybe you've done it and you don't even realize you're doing it. I think in the infraction scale, if you bite, you know, like you've got a big enough chip. Although typically, anything you're dipping, you're gonna eat in one bite anyway. The double would be like I'm thinking like. I don't know if you're dipping celery into something and you get a piece and then you bite and then you dip again, I suppose. Because like a chip, you just eat in one bite. That's a pretty low-level infraction. There's not much saliva on that celery.
Oh,
people freak out about this, but you know, I don't think there's much contamination going on there. I wouldn't want to do it after somebody's had neurovirus or whatever.
Well,
oh God, yeah. This is a level of conversation about a topic I have given no thought to. And now I'm really concerned.
We were talking about sharing food.
Everything is different after COVID. We think about all these things, you know?
We were talking about sharing food, and that's my one big...
That's a thing for you?
Is no double
dipping.
You
don't do that. Okay. All right. Fair enough. 850 on News Radio 92.3 and 4. Informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you need to buy that next car, Frontier Motors, they sell double-dip cars. You know, cars that have owned once and twice, right?
Oh, look at that.
See how tied it is?
Tied it in.
It's a terrible tie-in. Anyway, cars that are gently used, probably one owner, maybe two, but typically one. You know, the one person's had it for, you know, a couple of years, and then it's got like between 10 and maybe 50,000 miles on it. They're in A-conditioned cars. In fact, they only sell cars that are in really good quality, like really good shape, because they want you to be able to depend on it. And they're going to warranty it to, you know, 10 years, 100,000 miles. So they're going to take care of you if there's anything that shows up. Kind of the opposite of what a typical, your picture of a used car place is. Like, they're trying to, you know, get you in and get you out and make sure that when you leave, you feel great regret. Frontier's the exact opposite. They want you to feel like, man, I love dealing with these people. They're easy. They follow up with me. They're great. I would go back there again and again because that's how they built their business, on repeat customers. For more than 25 years, Pensacola, they have been serving this area right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The biggest Ponzi scheme in history is going on right now, and it's being run by our own government. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. Every month, our government sells new U.S. treasuries, using the money to fund massive deficit spending and pay off older, maturing treasuries, borrowing new money to pay old investors while taking their cut in the middle. This is the very definition of a Ponzi scheme. People go to jail for this crime, but Washington has been doing it for decades, and they don't even hide it. With a background in finance, I understand economics, financial markets, and global economies. I know what's wrong in Washington, and I have a plan to fix it. And I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Combat Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. We live in the most military district in America. We must send a veteran to Washington, and no one in this race has more experience than me. On January 28th, vote Greg Merk for Congress. Send the Alpha to Washington and put Merk to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hartwig Nugent, it's what makes a car a Volkswagen.
You ever wonder why Vanilla Ice isn't famous for more songs? That's his second best hit. 855, News Radio 92.3. Oh, you know, we kind of got off into talking more about the sanitary side of sharing food instead of the ethics of it. And one thing I did want to make sure to mention is if you are going to ask to share, you need to offer. It's a trade. It's volume trade. Right, you can't take a rib without offering a wing, you know, that kind of thing.
Like, yeah,
you
gotta, okay. I can go with that.
Yeah, it's got to be a fair and equitable. You know, both sides have to benefit. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John,
that's right. Well, we're looking at I-10 right now. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound, right around Highway 29 exit, you're going to see just a minor congestion delay there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. This is. Talk about like something that really caught me by surprise. You know the Christopher Walken, Will Ferrell, Jimmy Fallon cowbell sketch, right? One of the most famous SNL sketches ever.
Sure, that was sounding okay.
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
Hilarious sketch, right? Wonderful, hilarious sketch. Christopher Walken hates it.
Huh? What?
Yeah. Like, Christopher Walken, there's a Peacock documentary. I've not watched it. I was reading the article. SNL 50, Beyond Saturday Night. It premiered, I guess, about 2 weeks ago. And Will Ferrell was recalling how Christopher Walken, several years ago, okay, this is current, but they were working in a situation today. He walks backstage to see Walken, and Christopher Walken says, "You know, you've ruined my life." I can barely do Christopher Walken. "Every show, people bring cowbells for the curtain call and to bang them. It's quite disconcerting." I'm thinking about a C grade for that one.
I'm looking like a D minus.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, so he hates it. He doesn't like it. He wishes he hadn't been a part of it. By the way, that sketch was supposed to not air. Like, everybody thought it wasn't going to make the air, and Jimmy Fallon thought it wasn't going to make the air, and he was laughing in the sketch. It was originally a wooden block, not a cowbell. But the origin story for that sketch is that Will Ferrell was listening to probably Blue Oyster Cult or something and thinking to himself, what's the life of the cowbell player like?
You know, I can pull it back a little if you like.
Not too much, though. I'm telling you, fellas, you're going to want that cowbell on the track.
I feel like I love Christopher Walken as an actor. I weirdly like him less now. I feel like that's an odd thing to be upset about. One of the most famous comic sketches in all of history, and you're like, I wish I hadn't have been a part of it.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
It is more cowbell. I'm sorry. He says, didn't participate in the documentary. Walken didn't. Somebody else who didn't participate in the documentary says, and Walken said that Walken told him, "I don't understand why it follows me around like it does. It's kind of run its course." No, great things live. It's like, you know, being the one-hit wonder who's rich because you got one hit, and then being angry when people ask you to play it at the bar. That's your song. Play that song. Enjoy it. I get it. You've played it 1,000 times. That's the song people want to hear. Anyway, all right. I've had my piece. All right, time for future news.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Wait, you...
Why do you have to insert it? Just hit it.
I'm not in.
I love you, John. All right. Future news. This is where we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Trump says he wants to end nuclear weapons, and Putin and China and Xi Jinping might be on board. Do you think he gets there, gets us on a track, or doesn't get anything at all?
doesn't get anything at all. There's bad guys out there.
There are, but if anybody's going to not trust the bad guys, I think it'd be him. I think he gets us on a path.
Okay.
I want to be super optimistic about this. Will Trump do SNL in his term?
Yes.
I say no because he hates them so much.
But he doesn't have to run for office anymore, so he doesn't care.
I get it, but he wouldn't give them the satisfaction, I think. Special session, do they do anything of substance or are they gavel out today?
They do,
I think they're going to do some stuff. Yeah, I agree with that. When will milk, chicken, and eggs be available in our area?
Hopefully today.
I think today. Yeah.
Let's go
tomorrow,
that.
But I think today. And Eagles Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Eagles.
I have the Eagles
Saquon.
Too. That's going to be a fun game. That's a rematch, right? So
yeah,
everybody's got more to prove. You know, the Chiefs want to go for 3 and the Eagles want to beat the Chiefs. It'll be fun.